Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and daily bread are always a blessing and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all the encouraging and edifying preaching of Jesus. You do speak the truth from the Lord with the love and joy in your heart. Just keep on preaching as the saints do you. And may Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
I am going to a city where the street of gold is paved, where the tree of life is blooming, and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade. Thank you, Lord. This is the hope, Lord. So look down upon us now as we speak of our hope, as we rejoice in the hope, as we maintain the hope. Help us now, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus, is always my prayer. Thank you, Lord, is always my response. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are our very present help. All that I've needed, you provided. Whatever I need, I find in thee. Hallelujah. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind, saved by grace through faith, kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed, ready to be revealed at the last time. Again, it lets us know, it confirms revelation is at the end. We were hearing the conversation about once saved, always saved. Well, we must ask ourselves, when are we saved? Thank you, Lord. And when is the revelation? And what does the grace of God that brings salvation teach us? Thank you, Lord. Now, we're saved at the end, is what it says. In many places, you know, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we're saved in the end. Okay, until then, we're saved by faith. Okay, and we're saved by faith as long as we keep the faith. And if we don't keep the faith, we don't get to the end, and we won't be saved. But I don't care how you say it, those that want to do what they want to do will never receive it. They'll find some way to try to skirt around it, but understand, there's no way we can get away from the truth. Absolutely. Ain't God good? If there was a way, we'd do it. We're just as adept at the Baptist is trying to get out of commitment. Don't. Where's my amens? Yeah. And the reason they use this philosophy or doctrine is because, you know, it gives them freedom to do what they want to do. That's not salvation. Everybody understand? When a man's free to do what he want to do, he's going to hell. Not one iota of our will enter into the kingdom. We will truly say, not my will, but thine be done. This is salvation. I'm speaking about it's a great salvation. So rich and free. How shall we escape if we neglect? So great salvation. Thank you, Lord. But in everything, we should receive instruction. We shouldn't just say, well, see how the Baptists do. This is how men do. They love darkness. Or they love death. Really? They love lies. They love what's convenient. Now, I know. Hallelujah. So, but we have power to overcome. And we must overcome, brother. Our overcoming is acknowledging the truth. As long as you believe that once you're saved, you're always saved, the way they believe it, Now, it is true statement. You say that it's true, but they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Once we're saved, we are saved. Even now, as long as we're in the faith, we're saved by faith. When we get to the end of the faith, we're saved. We're saved. We're saved. Okay? Thank you, Lord. That means saved from sin, ever in fellowship with the Father. Fellowship with the Father. That's what we're called into. Not fellowship with the Proud Boys. Not fellowship with the Yankees. In fellowship with the Father. The scripture, truly our fellowship is with the Father. That means we and the Father have all things common. Well, well, well. Y'all aren't going to back up on me, huh? He's holy. Absolutely. He's holy. He's righteous. He's faithful. He's true. He believeth all things, beareth all things, endureth all things. Praise the Lord. Overcome all things. And we have all things coming. Praise the Lord. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. How about it? Imagine us having the power of God, the attributes of God, mind of God, and we don't want it. This is the nature of man. Because, you know, we preach, you read the scriptures, and we try to exhort you, you know, to receive who you are in Christ. And what better thing could we have? To have things common with the eternal God. What else could a man ask for? Or what would a man give in exchange for that? See? What would a man give in exchange for having fellowship with the eternal God? What would he do? Men wouldn't do that, would they? If God don't help him, if he don't extend to him mercy and grace, he will do it. So let's love mercy this morning. Let's receive instruction. Let's become as the little children, without guile. Like David, huh? Y'all know David's precious. I tell you, he blessed me so much. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. The grace of God that bringeth salvation teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. And to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That we can't do that on our own. So all the scriptures tell us to trust in God. All the scriptures tell us to lean on the everlasting arms. All the scriptures tell us to lean not to our own understanding. All the scriptures say, but in all of our ways acknowledge him. Otherwise, we're going to get everything out of the scriptures except what God said. You understand that. There's nothing wrong with the word of God. One of our faithful listeners, Wixie Rivers, wrote a very encouraging word, especially since in light of the word we got the other day. Are you broadcasting that old stuff? Let's bring it up to date, man. We got to go on to perfection. We got to press toward the mark. And there was no way I could explain to him that the word is the word is the word. If it's the truth, it's always good. If it's not the truth, then it worked for a while and then it's no good. But God's word liveth and abideth forever. So Wixie Rivers said, thank you for allowing us to hear Brother Stair's timeless words. I said, this is beautiful. If it's the truth, if it's the word of God, then it's timeless. That's from someone that has understanding. People don't have understanding. They say, well, you got to speak something current. If a man speak the word of God, it's not only current, it's eternal. Hallelujah. It liveth and abideth forever. And he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's always like that. Whenever I hear something like that, God always sends me something else to encourage me. Hallelujah. The timeless word of God. It liveth and abideth. It will never pass away. Man live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. I've got in my notes about one body, one spirit. Hallelujah. Again, that's in all the truth. A spirit encompasses all. Letter, something's always missing. That's the difference. Walk in the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. It takes an effort on our part. It's not, well, I'm saved now, I don't have to do anything. We're saved, huh? To walk uprightly. To deny ungodliness, worldly lust, and to live soberly, righteously in God. I mean, if God wanted us to continue in the way we were, why would he save us? We were doing good, huh? Absolutely. Hey, Angela, weren't you sending good? So why save us if that's what he wants us to do? God's not like that. That would be foolish. God doesn't do foolish things. Huh? Love the world. We were loving the world already. So understand that's not why we're saved. Bite and devour one another? Absolutely not. Be rebellious, disobedient? That's not why God saved us. So when we do those things, we're not pleasing God. Okay. Angela said she'd probably done more drugs than any of us. I don't know. Linda might challenge her. Well, I know they've done more than I've done because it's something that, well, I'm still a chief sinner, but not by drugs. I was always scared to take them things. Really? I'm just, what? Now, you all look at me like I'm a fool. Yeah, I just couldn't find it in myself to, I drink the whiskey. It had a seal on it, though. But I drank it without the seal, too. But, I mean, somebody offered me and said, here, man, this will make you high. They wouldn't get me to do that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's just me. I wouldn't do that, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No, praise the Lord. That's just not the way I think. And consequently, it helps me now. You know, there are those of us who talk about there's bad stuff in this and bad stuff in that. I heard a concern in Teresa. She has an aversion to using Pectin because there's some bad stuff in it. Is that right? Say again? Yes or no?
Yes.
See? Amen. Well, you're not the only one. Praise the Lord. But that don't bother me. You say, well, you know, you wouldn't take the... Well, I don't. But I put God in the knowledge. Concerning things that are offered to idols. Of course, we shouldn't eat things that are offered to idols. But if we be bidden to go to a feast, we just eat what's set before us and ask no questions. Now, if we go to the feast and they say, here... this has been offered unto idols, then we don't eat. Thank you, Lord. So if we're going to, by the letter, you know, depend on our wisdom and our own restraint to keep from ingesting stuff that's not good for us, we're going to err every time. Everybody don't believe it that way. The knowledge that they have of the bad stuff that's in something overrides the knowledge of God's power.
Amen.
Absolutely. I eat the same thing you eat. In fact, I eat stuff you don't eat. Huh? You say, well, that's you. It is me. but understand how I do it. I do it by a mindset. I do it by the way I think. It's like a renewing of the mind. Come on. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you think it's going to make you sick, it's going to make you sick. And if you if you're prone to be that way, then you'll need God's help so you won't think that it'll make you sick. You won't just receive it just because it's on the label. Oh, yeah. There's MSG in there. And then somebody tell you, I don't know where y'all go to find it. MSG is not good for you. See? That's what they say, huh? Praise the Lord. So we can't eat it, right? We'd be very limited. Huh? Come on. Now, come on, brother. When we go to Sonic, we don't say, you put some MSG in my milkshake. Come on. We don't do that, do we? Ah, praise the Lord. That's different. I see. We're double-minded. That's what it is. I'm trying to say, though, health has something to do more. We have to believe God, and that's completely, not just by the letter. Hallelujah. So I don't give so much heed to all this stuff. What's not? I try to eat, you know, stuff that's good for me. I still eat stuff that I probably shouldn't eat. Not because it's got bad stuff in it, but because it's got calories. Which are not bad. You just don't need too many of them. Because the body will store them up for you. And slow you down and make you sluggish and all other sorts of stuff. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But some have the mindset that they need to search out all the bad stuff and make sure they avoid it. And that's part of the conversation, you know, like me and Terry. Yeah, I don't eat that, Terry, because it has XYZ in it. I don't have conversations like that. I want to be healthy. Now you say, well, Pastor Rice, you're trying to condemn me. Well, that's because you want to be sick. If you want to be healthy, then I'm not trying to condemn you. Come on. If you want to continue in your sin, then I guess you're condemning yourself, not me. I'm trying to, whatever I do experience, I try to pass it on. I try to influence you in a godly fashion. I endeavor to give you godly counsel. Absolutely. This is godly counsel. Don't be so concerned about what's on the label. Huh? Be concerned about the word of God, the power of God, his love for you. Hallelujah. Brother Kurt talked about eating excrement on a stick and liking it. Well, I don't know about that. Oh, but I guess it could be possible. I mean, they talk to God's people about eating their own dung and drinking their own piss. I guess it's possible to get in a situation like that. No? Praise the Lord. Of course, we're not there yet. We're quite picky. And picky is not good. Picky does you more harm than MSG. See how I think? This is a renewed mind. You think picky is good and MSG is bad. I say MSG is better than picky. I'm preaching good now. I'm preaching. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, how many are going to believe that? Well, not many of us. Absolutely not. Y'all don't believe picky is? Well, at least some do. Hallelujah. Now, we shouldn't be picky. Praise the Lord. I mean, if we're going to go through the line and get the best of everything, what's our neighbor going to get? We prefer our brother. I guess we wouldn't be so picky or esteem others better than ourselves. Well, Pastor, you're corrupting the word of God. That's what we say. We'll say it in our response. we'll continue to look at the MSG and the XYG. I'm not ever going to do that. I don't care what you say. Huh? If that's what makes you healthy, which I see it doesn't, then you ain't going to convince me that it makes. Okay? We're still friends, aren't we? I'm not ever going to be concerned about that. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Bible talks about healing. Jesus is a healer. There's something we have to do, though. And naturally, our nature just opposes the things of God, even with us trying. So we have to be mindful of that and do everything to counter the natural motions of this sinful flesh. We don't have to think about it, brothers. It's the default. Just because we're here, we sin. We're in a body of sin. Yeah, it's a body that don't believe God. Has an aversion to the truth. Praise the Lord. But the truth makes us free. Now understand, I believe that there are things that are not good for you. But I believe there's a way we should think about them. That's what I'm saying. And if we have more notion to depend on our ability to seek out and find what's the bad item in there, then we already lost the case. We really don't have that. I mean, you actually believe everything the manufacturers put on the, and you won't believe what God put in the Bible? Really? I mean, you believe it's MSG in there because it's on the label, right? Well, what's in this book? And this is what I'm talking about. When we believe more that's on the label than we believe that's in the book, then it's wrong. And mostly that's what I see when people are talking about bad stuff. This is bad. This is bad. See? Thank you, Lord. The word of God is good.
Amen.
Yes. We should hunger and thirst for it.
Amen.
We should eat it up.
Amen.
However, we say it's something bad in it. Huh? Y'all listening to me? Well, Pastor Rice, we don't say that. Well, you don't want to eat it. See? Y'all not listening to me this morning. This is good preaching. I'm almost done. Come on. If we put it before you, come on, and it's good, and you say, well, I don't want it, then what do you say? What I'm doing is comparing the physical and the spiritual. Now, we eat both ways. We eat spiritually, we eat naturally. But we live by what we eat spiritually. That's what the word says. Man does not live by bread alone, whether it has MSG in it or not, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, because it has life in it, always. It has life over MSG and strychnine. Huh? Absolutely. We shouldn't tempt God. Praise the Lord. I don't say that we should go handle snakes if we don't have to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me go on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm telling you about, well, I'm talking about renewed mind, being renewed in the spirit of the mind, eating the good word of God, and growing thereby. Thank you, Lord. You know, sometime when children are little, they have monsters in their room. You won't convince them that they're... See? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. So it is harmful, you know, for us not to trust God. The purpose that God give us grace to have faith is that we might trust Him. So we're still going back to the same thing. That means we trust Him above all. Huh? But if we're going to put our trust in what the world says, they change it up, you know. It's not always the same. Sometimes carbohydrates is good for you. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes high protein is good. Sometimes, y'all, I've been around. But the Word of God is always the same. The Word of God is always good. Always good. Always good. See? Hallelujah. So, you know, I'm concerned about these spirits of infirmity. You know, I mean, the spiritual part of it. We aren't going to separate. I mean, one affects the other. Absolutely. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So if we think that certain ingredients are bad for us over God's word that he's able to keep us, then we err. Yeah, we do. It's all right to know that something's not good for you, but not above that God's word. Huh? Y'all hearing me now? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Of course, God's word, it's forever the same. But it's good. Everything about God is good. Hallelujah. His thoughts toward us are thoughts of peace. Yet most men live in a way that they think God is trying to infringe upon their freedom, their liberty, and their fun. Of course, God didn't make us that we might have fun. We're created for His pleasure. But He also gave us dominion over all the works of His hand. That's mankind in general. But we especially, He made partakers of His holiness. He's made us partakers of His divine nature. He's made us partakers of all that He has. See what I'm saying? He's called us into the fellowship. That means we have all things mutual. Whatever God has, we have. Now, the reason we don't get upset, excited, there's something in us that works contrary. We can't overcome it. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb, this is the word of God. By the word of our testimony, if we love not our lives unto the death. And being saved means that we're overcomers. Huh? We overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. Well, what's good? What's bad? MSG? No. MSG have no power over us. Hallelujah. Sin will kill us. Not MSG. Praise the Lord. I'm saying MSG because that's one of the things they say is bad for you. Praise the Lord. I never look for it. Hallelujah. Of course, there's other things they say are not good for us, but we'll take them. Sugar? Huh? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. And even here, we have substitutes. But we still like the sugar. See? Don't we? Of course, in the world, that's one of the basic ingredients. That's how some preachers are. They put the sugar in. Dressing. So people will eat it. Well, we have cane. It's a natural sweetener. We have honey. We pay a lot of money for that. Cane, labor, but not a lot of money. See? I'm blessed to eat the cane. Praise the Lord. There's some other stuff we have. Stevia, ever how you say it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. we should use them. But even that in moderation. Even that in moderation. Some of us will have to be taught moderation. When it comes to making stuff sweet, some of us have no idea. And our thermostat can be adjusted. Or it can be. Which means that we can learn to use less. We can acquire a taste. Absolutely. That's concerning everything. My prime example is Brother Kurt. Brother Kurt said when he tried beer, he couldn't stand that stuff. But he acquired a taste for it. See? The Word of God, we have the grace to acquire a taste for it. It's not natural. But we have the wherewithal to acquire. We have what's in us to love the Word, to like the Word, to eat the Word, amen, and grow thereby. Brother Dave, can I tell on you, Bertland? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, he blessed me so much. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Behold, an Israelite in whom is no gout. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, we need to watch out for that gal. Huh? It's something that counters sincerity. It has an ulterior motive. It's working something different. All right? Praise the Lord. Some preach out of contention. See, they still preach. Some for love. Paul said, I stand in defense of the gospel. So as long as Christ is preached, I'm blessed. Either way. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing you can do against the word. Nothing you can do against the truth, only for the truth. I wish you would receive what I'm saying about how we receive what's bad for us. It would help you. Yes, it would. It would help you. You know, absolutely. If you would say, rebellion's bad for me, that, you say it all you want to. Oh, rebellion, bad. Come on, I'm preaching good, Diane. Bad stuff, don't rebel, it's bad. Not MSG. See what I'm saying? This is the mindset we have to have. And once we get this mindset, then we're okay to say, well, MSG is not good for you. But as long as we say MSG is not good for me and all my seeking my own, we don't have any aversion against that. You know, and all my bitterness, I have no problem with that. Then we're going to be sick. You understand? Why don't you rather be healed? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I charge thee therefore before God. That's what Paul said. I looked at a few words. Preach, charge, command and teach, exhort. They're all similar, you know. I charge thee therefore before God. And the Lord Jesus Christ. Look like I'm in your way again. Who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. The quick and the dead. Hallelujah. The quick are those that have inherited eternal life. The dead are those eternal damnation. They're all going to be judged. The time will come when all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. Some will come forth to everlasting life, but the others are going to be raised too. They're going to hear the voice. They're going to get up out of the grave. They're going to come forth unto eternal damnation. God said so. So everybody's not going to be saved, just a few. And that's by God's choice. Hallelujah. But there is a resurrection. Two of them. A resurrection of the just, or the quick. And a resurrection of the unjust, or the dead. God said so. So again, this confirms that they are not in heaven. You know, you cannot tell folk that. No, everybody's kinfolk that die, they're in heaven looking down upon us. One of the jockeys that won in the Kentucky Derby, I think, he says, wife wasn't with me to share this with me. It was in one of those races, either the Kentucky Oaks or the Kentucky Derby. She's not, this is a joyous moment, but, you know, I'm sorrowing because she's not here. But I believe that she was up there pulling, you know, inspiring us on. Not so, brother. That's just not so. They don't know nothing. No. The dead, no, they don't. They're in the grave. But you can't tell folks. It's the truth. The first thing they will say is they're in a better place. Huh? And I'm going to heaven to see my Susie. Not like that, brother. Hallelujah. In the kingdom, there's no marrying or giving in marriage. We'll be known as we are known. Former things won't be remembered. They'll be passed away. Huh? Yeah, if we had to remember this, we'd have sorrow and sighing. Won't be no sorrow. Won't be no sighing. Huh? We'll be ever looking into the glorious wonders of God. And, you know, things will be unfolding. It won't be any end. This is how great God is. Yeah? We'll continue to see him greater and greater and higher and higher. Hallelujah. Almost knocked me off my feet. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Won't be an end. Praise the Lord. So in the kingdom, we won't remember the former things. Come on. I mean, if it was so, we'd get up there and we'd meet Susie and we'd forget about Jesus. He can't have any more of that in the kingdom. Huh? Can't have any more of that, so it's not going to be. Hallelujah. All that are going to the kingdom, they're going to see Jesus. If that's not where you're going, believe you me, you'll never make it. You will never make it. Take my word for it. Huh? If you're living this life so you can, you know, be with, thank you, Lord. You won't make it. Under thee, O Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Now, preaching, here's the definition. Y'all want to hear what preaching is? They say it's some continuous, tiresome. Well, it is. It's always the same. Praise the Lord. But a better definition would be reproving, rebuking, and exhorting with all long-suffering and doctrine. And most of the scriptures are like that. The more you read, the more they open themselves up. Really? Preach the word. And once you finish reading, you'll know what preaching entails. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. If you follow on down, it'll tell you why it's necessary. No matter what we say, we don't need no preaching. Well, it says we need preaching because the time will come when men won't endure sound doctrine. And see, we're proof of that. Hallelujah. Well, which means the things that we're taught, we're always having to be taught them again. That's because we don't endure sound doctrine. And the words say by the time we ought to be teachers, since we won't endure sound doctrine, then we have need to be taught again, even of the principle of primary things. See, this is what the word says. Now, there's a spirit in us say, I don't need no preaching, especially if Pastor Rice going to do it. Huh? We don't not mind the preachers we choose or even the church we choose. Anything we choose, we like. Well, in this salvation, God does the choosing. That's the problem men have with salvation. Even though he chose you, we still have a problem with it. God has chosen you. Well, you know. Well, we have a problem with that. You know, Kurt, God chose you. Hallelujah. We won't turn him around. He's an all-wise God. He knowing all about you. Praise the Lord. Because he's the all-wise God. And he is able to save. Really? He didn't do like we do, you know, pick out the easy one. We're going to get these big taters because they're easy to peel. I see. Well, I like the way I preach. I'm getting excited, brother. Hey, I'm going to get the big taters because God don't do that. He said, I'm going to get some hard to. Yeah, this is by our standard. Nothing's hard with God. But he's going to get the bottom of the barrel, brother. Yes, he's going to go to the bottom. Huh? So we can say, I know he can save. Because he saved the worst of sinners. When he saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Now, I preach to myself as well. Some don't believe that. But, you know, it's really no good if I preach to you and don't preach to myself. Paul said, you know, I don't want to preach to others and then be a castaway myself. If I just preach to you, if you receive it, it'll profit you. But if I don't preach to me, it won't profit me, even though I'm the one that's preaching. So somehow the enemy tried to tell you, well, Pastor Rice, he's just preaching to us. I believe that what I'm preaching is good. I believe that it's true. I believe that it's beneficial for me. Yeah, it helps me mortify my members. Help me to keep my focus on the Lord. Help me to fight a good fight. Yeah, praise the Lord. So I believe it'll do the same for you. So you understand, I understand what the Word of God does. If it reproves you, it reproves me. Yeah, if it exhorts me, it exhorts you. Isn't God wise? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, the time will come. That's why we preach. Of course, the timeless word is timeless, so we're in the time where men will not endure sound doctrine. But they have to have a counterfeit, you know, so they listen to seducing spirits or they after their own lust. This means they seek to find something they like to hear. So they find somebody that'll teach what they like to hear or someone to say what they like to say. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not one of those. I want to be saved. I want to please God. He's done great things for me. I love him because he loves me. See? So I'm not playing games. I'm running for my life. Which means that I'm living my life unto him, endeavoring to present my body and yield and say yes, Lord, to whatever he would have me to do. And if he sends us to do it, we're able to do it. You understand when he said, I charge, this is actually passing the baton to you. I charge you. See, you have authority. And this is what the Word of God does for us. The Word of God gives us authority. Absolutely. 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 It gives us power. And we need to receive it like that. So we won't duck and dodge it and think that the Word of God is trying to harm us or make us look bad. The Word of God is to empower us. Hallelujah. To do all things that we need to do. The war this good warfare, fight this good fight. Stand against all the wiles of the devil. Please understand that he's wily. Which means that he could take us with his hand behind his back. We'd be no problem at all if it wasn't for God on our side. Absolutely. We, huh? Absolutely. Absolutely. He's a mighty angel. Absolutely. He has power. But we have power over the mighty angel. Hallelujah. As long as we're under the covering of our God. Hallelujah. So I bring y'all good news this morning. So again, so we must ever focus upon the power of God more than upon the foe or adversary that's against us, more than the circumstances or situation. It's the same way with the MSG. We must focus more upon God, His righteousness, than really. I'm trying to put it in the right perspective. Praise the Lord. We have to exalt God above all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And usually, you know, the ones that are so mindful of all that stuff are the ones that get tripped up by it. MSG don't bother me. Now, what I have power over it. That's what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
No, I don't look for it so much because I know that there are things more harmful. As long, so y'all see, I'm going in a circle. I'm saying the same thing. As long as we understand and give more earnest heed to the things that are more harmful, then the MSG won't harm us. If we don't do that, then the MSG will be harmful. Not in itself, but in our estimation. Everybody understand that? It's not the MSG, it's how we perceive it, having more power than God and more authority than God's word. So it's going to harm us. It's the same thing with what we use our tongue for. Now, we know our tongue can hurt folk. Absolutely. You know, sharp tongues, whoo. I've been wounded by them, so come on. Well, you wounded others. Well, my tongue isn't so sharp as some that's gotten hold of me. Y'all hear me talking? Praise the Lord, but in the tongue is the power of life and death. So we should always speak life. We'll have to speak God's word. Otherwise, we speak death. And we should be very careful of what comes out of our mouth. Again, I'm going to be redundant. If we're more concerned about what's on that label than what comes out of our mouth, then we're not going to prosper. We have to be renewed in the mind so that we're more concerned about what comes out of our mouth than what's on that label. Am I making myself clear? I've got no problem with MSG being harmful as long as you understand that what comes out of your mouth could be more harmful. Anything, otherwise it's just all foolish. That's how I look at it. You see, I don't get excited when you talk about the bad stuff and, don't bother me because we do bad stuff that don't come out of the bottle. It comes out of us. And once it comes out of us, then it defiles us. Not what's in the bottle, because that goes in the mouth, goes out the raw, but what comes out of here, it defiles us. And you want me to be more concerned about MSG than what comes out of your mouth? I see. Not going to do it. I'm going to walk in the light. Hallelujah. I'm trying to help us to get healed. We want to be healed, don't we? The Bible commands us to be healed. Rather be healed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, since we don't like what we hear, we look for something else. Or it says it like this. They turn away their ears from the truth. We don't like what we hear. And we turn unto fables. And if we have not the love for the truth, God's going to help us out. Our defense against deception is to love God. Or love the truth. Same difference.
Thank you, Lord.
Our love for God is our protection.
Amen.
It's our salvation.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
When we love God, then we have defense against lies.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We have ears that don't bend to the seducer.
Amen.
In the latter times, the Spirit speaketh expressly. In the latter times, Charlene, some shall depart from the faith. And it goes on. Again, it opens up more as it goes on. How do they depart from the faith? Anybody know? They give heed to seducing spirits. And I exhort you, don't give heed to you. The Bible said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit talked to me about MSG being bad. I don't listen to that. Spirit that say what comes out of my mouth, it can be. I listen to that. See? Boy, I sure sound like a fool, don't you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, now this ties in with the renewed mind. Now, if we're going to be transformed, it have to be by the renewing of the mind. If we continue to think like the world, they put it online, folk believe it. They read it out of the Bible, they question it, they challenge it. We have to be changed from that.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have to read it in the Bible and just believe it.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, the other stuff we can challenge, but not God's Word. So when I believe God's Word, I challenge this MSG, not good for me. And I overcome it every time. Absolutely. I'm not concerned about MSG. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of our conversations, that's bad for you. That's bad for you. And what's bad for us is disobedient to God. That's bad for us. And if your conversation is about all the natural stuff and not about the spiritual, then we won't walk together.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
And it's the spirit, you understand. Whatever comes, it comes from somewhere.
Amen.
And where it comes from is the spirit.
Amen.
The spirit is what gives life to any emotion.
Amen.
Huh? Spirit of jealousy. Huh? Spirit of pride.
Yes.
These are spirits, you understand.
Amen.
Absolutely. God is a spirit as well. He's a good spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And in that spirit, we overcome.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Paul's preaching was about the resurrection. That's why he was called in question. He said so. Huh? He said, some of you all say you believe in the resurrection. He said, well, I confess that I believe in the resurrection. Because y'all say you do too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And of course, Paul was an eyewitness. Isn't that good? He saw the risen Savior. But we have the same advantage in the wisdom of God. If we believe the eyewitnesses, we have the same testimony.
Yes.
Y'all don't know it like that?
Amen.
Huh? Well, we should be about our Father's business.
Yes.
Believe in this good word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As when we believe the things that are written, come on, we have the same advantage as the eyewitnesses.
Amen.
Jesus said to Thomas, you believe because you've seen, but blessed are those that have not seen,
Amen.
Yet believe.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We do believe, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Let's not frustrate that grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's not receive it in vain.
Thank you, Lord.
It is sufficient.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Where iniquity abounded,
yes,
guess what? Grace outdid it. Aren't we? Come on, say. grace did much more about. Hallelujah. And it's still that way, saints. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer. And if we speak the truth, we do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But if we suffer for good, then we're happy. Thank you, Lord. Even as our example. So we should follow his steps. He's our example. He said, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. Which means that they have me restricted. You know, they have these bonds on me and they have me in prison. But the word of God is not bound.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. And that's a literal. That's what baptism signifies. Huh? But say, oh, Neil, bye, Neil. We're laying you down in the grave. And you come up in the newness of life.
Hallelujah.
No more Neil.
Amen. Glory.
Bye-bye, Neil.
Amen.
In your case, Charlene.
Amen. Amen.
That's what baptism signifies. And this is what God works in the spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Huh? You're dead. I'm dead. Our life is here. With Christ and God. And the life that matters is the life of Christ. We live, but the life that we live is not our own. It's the life of Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to hold to it? Thank you, Lord. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, well, he will also deny us. So let's not have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithfully, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, again, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. We're going to study. We can't study without the teacher. We can't study without the tutor. We can't study without the spirit. This is many folks' downfall. Verses, study to shew thyself approved. And they don't discern the body. They don't discern the operation of God. And they get in their little Bibles and they get in their commentaries and they get in their closets, but they don't study to show themselves approved unto God. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First of all, the motive isn't pure. They want to study so they can exalt themselves. Not to exalt Jesus Christ. That's our business.
Huh?
We exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah. So in all of our studying, to show ourselves approved is for the edification of the body, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Okay? This is how the grace of God, the Spirit of God works. When it's God working, then you better believe it's for me and Terry too.
Amen.
Now, when it's you working, none for Pastor Rice. See? Man sat right there. I said, can you help us out in the garden? Y'all know what the reply was? Oh, y'all don't remember. He said, well, I ain't going to help you. I'll help Brother Stair. See? Y'all don't know I endured all these things. He told me right to my face. He said, no, I won't help you. I'll help Brother Stair. Oh, you help Brother Sterry, you have to help me. Amen. Y'all don't understand that. But the sticking point was me saying, can you help me? When he said, well, his idea was, it's my garden. See? So I didn't get it right from the first. We should say, hey, Merlin, let us help you. That's how we should. See? Y'all don't like me to speak plainly. Well, Pastor Rice, you'll probably talk about me the same. Absolutely. 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 Praise the Lord. I call them like I see them. Praise the Lord. And I use this for edification. Yeah, I don't have any bitterness. No. Absolutely not. But what I'm saying is our motives of themselves concerns us. Well, when it's God behind it, it concerns the body. No matter how we do it, we might say, well, I'm going to do this for everybody. Except it's initiated by God, it won't be for everybody. Charge, charge, charge. Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. Praise the Lord. We'll see how we do, huh? It goes on to say, but shun profane and vain babblings. It tells us why. They will increase unto more ungodliness. So by the Spirit of God, we must discern, hey, it's time for me to shut up. We shouldn't go any further in this direction. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Man, he just put their names in the book.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
So God is a God that calls names, huh?
Yes. He does.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already. And the end of that is, and overthrow the faith of some.
Amen.
I give thee charge again. Paul is charging. I'm giving you authority to do this. Who quickeneth in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things in before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate. He's going to settle it all. Right now there are many gods and kings and rulers. Praise the Lord. He's going to settle it all. Hallelujah. He's going to show who is the only potentate. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, which no man hath seen nor can see. He said, charge, charge, power everlasting. Amen. Again, he said, charge, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Help us, Lord. And trust not in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Again, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I like that. Hallelujah. That rebuke and renounce that spirit that God is trying to take our good stuff. Oh, how wretched. God gives. He's a cheerful giver. He gave his own son. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, men have done likewise, but not unto God. Can you imagine men offering their sons up to Moloch? I mean, actually putting them in the fire. Now, y'all know why it was written on. As long as you understand that. If you say, my God, what kind of man would do that? And you look in the mirror, and you'll see it. All right. Look into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. That's why we need God's help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Or at one point he bid some to a wedding, huh? Thank you, Lord. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Y'all know that God has committed things to our trust. Avoiding profane. Again, we got to watch what we say. Put a bridle on that tongue. Avoiding profane and vain babblings. Letting no corrupt communication come out of our mouth. We speak that which becomes sound doctrine. That which is good for the use of edifying. Glory. That means it helps encourage them in the faith. To continue in the faith. To love the brethren. That means the things that you're talking about. If I'm reeling on old brother Irwin, then it's not going to do that. You know, when we have our little conversation, you know, we the spiritual got to expound on those others. Y'all know that's how it is, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's not for edification. It will increase into more and more ungodliness. Praise the Lord. We just sit there with our little group and we dig a pit for ourselves. No matter what you say about Pastor Rice or Brother Neil, Brother Owen, you aren't going to hurt them. No. No, it's not what you say about your neighbor that hurts them. It hurts you. Hallelujah. It's harmful, you know, but it's not going to prevent us. Absolutely not. They used to say in my family, well, they lied on Jesus Christ. They still do.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, if we could get out of this preaching this morning, that we should trust in God above all things, and that it really does require a renewing of the mind. The way we think about it doesn't necessarily mean it's the right way. We have to bring thoughts captive. And I think God, by the Holy Ghost, said it real well concerning the things that we say are harmful in food. And there are things that are harmful in it. Huh? But we still go to Popeyes. Huh? Love that chicken. See? Well, some don't, but we all have our Popeyes. Hallelujah. And we don't look at the label when we go there either. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Now, we don't need to have the mindset that when we go out there, we need to stop and visit these places. That's the spirit too. Come on. Of course, it wasn't always that way. No, but you see, we've gone back a little bit. I remember when the brothers would come here and go back, Cheryl would pack them up a lunch. Man, she would pack them up a lunch. So they didn't have to stop at Popeye's. Am I telling the truth? Of course, when we came, we would pack us up a lunch. So we wouldn't have to stop at Popeye's. See what I mean? We did do it. Every now and then we'd stop at Popeye's or someplace. But that wasn't the normal. That wasn't the normal. We didn't say, well, we're going to travel to Walterboro. We got to figure out which places we're going to stop and eat. We took our food with us and our water. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. We had a big 5-gallon jug of water. Absolutely. All right. But now we got this prevailing spirit around here. Well, we're going out. We need to have occasion to eat. We don't need to. We don't need to feed that spirit. Hallelujah. Can I tell on you, brother? Oh, he said I could. Hallelujah. Well, one of the credit card bills that they have, we have to pay. David didn't turn in the statement. So it was a late charge with it when I got it this time. David looked me straight in the eye. He said, Pastor, I held back that statement because I didn't want you to see all them Sonics and Fat Jacks on there. That blessed my heart. That blessed my heart. I was walking on clouds all day long. Hallelujah. I said, David, God still loves you. He said, yeah, but he said, I won't do it no more, Pastor Wright. Woo, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Y'all see how I get blessed? But I did see them Sonics and Fat Jacks on there. Never, we paid them off. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah. I rejoice. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Of course, when he talked, he implicated old Neil. Huh? You see how it is. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank, love and praise him. A little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That really blessed me, Brother David. Hallelujah. It demonstrate a pure heart. Huh? No gal. Praise the Lord. I mean, he looked me right in the eye. He had the right attitude and everything. He said, I didn't turn in that statement, man, because I didn't want you to see that stuff. And that's how because we're reluctant to go before God. But he sees it. You understand. If Pastor Rice don't see it, the one that matters sees it. See? Hallelujah. But it doesn't change his love. God still loves you, David. I love you too, brother. Hallelujah. You are a blessing to me. Hallelujah. Yeah, just to see the change in his walk is different. It's good enough, David. We don't want to, you know, it's confident. We don't want any more than that. But have confidence in his walk. Holds his head up. Got a shine on his face. Come on. Praise the Lord. It wasn't that way in the beginning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep on shining, brother. Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and your Father in heaven might be glorified. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So these words, charge, command, exhort, they're all the same. Bid, there were some that the Lord bid it to supper. It's the same as charge. I charge y'all to come on to this supper. All things are ready. I bid you to come. They didn't come. Hallelujah. So they lost their blessing. God cut them off. And if we don't come, he's got no other choice. And his call to us is always come. No matter how many times we've been to the Sonics or the Fat Jacks, God's word is come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Huh? Especially if we do wrong, we need to run to him. Yeah, don't run away from him. You can't do it. He's going to find you. But you help him out. You run to him. Say, hear my Lord. Hear my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're going to end. What are we doing today? Any strawberries to pick? Any more wells to dig, bridges to build? Just fight to fight, huh? We still have that. It's ongoing. It's the only good fight. It's not our choice.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God chose us for the battle. Amen. Sent us forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even now, that's what I'm endeavoring to do. War, good warfare. Fight a good fight. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. He sent unto his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said, I bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. The others had other excuses, but they were the same excuse. Please excuse me. Excuse me. With one consent, they say, excuse me. And then Brother Stairs preaching, he would often say, can I be excused? Answer is no. Praise the Lord. No, we can't be excused. God holds us accountable. He charges us. Huh? Just like old Timothy was charged. We are charged. We are bidden to come. To abide in him and bring forth abundant fruit. That our fruit might remain. And that God might be glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, thank you, Lord. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And in all these charges, it's always spoken of by what authority? Say, in the sight of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I charge thee the same way, in the sight of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. This is a new mind, new creature, because the old man, he just thinks of himself. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Which means they are men of authority. Praise the Lord. And if God called any to preach, he has authority. If he called any to the kingdom, they have authority. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we couldn't do what God would have us to do. Praise the Lord. So when the devil shows up, we show him our badge. Hallelujah. That's the only thing to make him get back. Huh? Well, when we show him our badge. Hallelujah. So this is in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So they have authority. So whatever they bid you, observe. That observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne. They preach, but they don't preach to themselves. They lay on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. For all their works they do to be seen of men. Well, they have their reward. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. The Lord said unto his servant, after he said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, yet there is room. The Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men that which were bidden shall taste of my supper.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I called, but you didn't answer. Praise the Lord. And there were great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For the body is one and hath many members, and all of that one body, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. See? For by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Many members, one body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give God the praise. All right. And as many of us that were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. One body, one spirit, one hope.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord, yeah, he restoreth my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
And he will restore all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
And there will be a glorious church.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
A mighty army.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. A holy people. Will be willing in the day of his power. We'll serve the Lord with one consent. And the watchman will see eye to eye. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. 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 Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord, give God, oh hallelujah, give God the praise, hallelujah, give God the praise, hallelujah, give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God the praise, hallelujah. Brother Irwin, would you pray for us?
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, setting our mind on you. Thank you, Father, for all the things you do, your patience. Thank you for your salvation, for your forgiveness. We pray, Lord, that the good teaching we hear every morning, especially this morning from Pastor Rice, help us, Lord, to follow, to do the things you want us to do. To trust you in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, brother, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints. Do we got anything we need to tell everybody? All right, Brother Terry, what do we need to tell them?
Walking cooler, if you can wait until I get to 44 degrees, it's getting hot. If you're going and keep in and out, it gets up above 45 degrees and the alarm goes off. Can you wait until the walk-in cooler is that 44 degrees or below, and then you can enter it, no problem. If you do, the alarm will go off, and just look at the temperature, and that's why the alarm is going off. Thank you.
All right. So hopefully we can reduce our in and out, going in and out. That's what it's about. We, of course, we have to think differently. Might make for a little inconvenience, but it would be worthwhile. All right? The Kula does great things for us. It helps us out quite a bit. So let's maintain it well. We got a great salvation. We don't want to neglect it. All right, Sister Rose, you got something for everybody?
Maryland's Care Sisters, a quick meeting right now as we dismiss.
All right, the care people for Maryland, quick meeting. Quick meeting. All right, Maranatha Saints, the Lord is coming.